I apologize for all the. It's been since Hanukkah since Hanukkah that we haven't had a shiur, one thing after the other. Mostly community obligations, Baruch Hashem. But I'm sorry that we haven't had a chance to get together as regularly as I wanted. This is. When I was learning this Indian during this past summer, I'm most excited about this more than any other of the other shiur. So we're going to get back on track, Bezer Hashem. Look at the piece that you have in the Zohar Kodesh in front of you. I know it came out a little bit blotchy there, so I'll read it. And that should be able to make it out once I read it to you, and we read it together. Where it says on the top, V'chayza lefarish, V'chayza lefarish. We're going to begin, Bez Hashem, to learn our first sugya, to compare the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, even though there's so many more Hakdomas, but I'll work the Hakdomas in through the sugyas that we're doing, to begin to get into the Chomer itself, into the material itself of the sugyas, because there's so many things to learn, so much to learn over here. So, This is the Zohar Kodesh in Bamidbar, and Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omid Aleph. Where you see, it's a little bit hard to read. V'chayza lefarish as a pasuk. You see it on top. Yeah. V'chayza lefarish. Now, the words v'chayza lefarish are from. This is the Zohar with the commentary of the Masuk Midrash from Daniel Fish. So, he helps not only to translate from the Aramaic. But he also gives a couple of words here and there by way of explanation. So he begins, "V'chazal l'farish ha'pasuk hischaboki l'chen kosov simchu es Yerushalayim." That's the pasuk that the Zohar is talking about. Simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu bo kol ohaveh. So simchu es Yerushalayim v'gilu bo kol ohaveh. So the Zohar says, the dark letters, the big letters of the Zohar. Begin the ched v'lo ishtekach el bezimna di Yisrael kayomi ba'ar kadisha. What does that mean? If yishlo nimtzei simcha, there can never be really true joy. El bezman shi Yisrael nimtzayim beretz hakadisha. The only place in the world where Jews can be completely bezimcha is beretz hakadisha, ba'ar kadisha in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Ikka HaMitzvahs and most of the mitzvahs, many of the mitzvahs, thank you, Chen, are mitzvahs that are tlius baretz, and the mitzvahs are mesamchei lev, that's our joy and our schuz. And in Chutz Laretz we're disabled as far as mitzvahs are concerned. The Taman is Chab, and Abed Zara tells us on a deeper level what this is. The Taman is Chabras Itisa Bebaila. Shasham, over there in Eretz Yisrael, Mischaberes Haisha Imbaila. There's a Chibur, there is a connection, a union between the wife and the husband. Shasham Mischaberes Haisha Imbaila, Dahainu. What does that mean? Shasham, Rab Daniel explains, that only there in Eretz Yisrael, Shasham, Shaira, Tiferes Yisrael, Be'eretz HaKadosha, Shiha Malchus. There is the mating of the two Midas, the two spheres, there meaning in Eretz Yisrael, of Tiferes, which is really Chesed Gevurah Tiferes Netzach Hod Yisod, the higher Midas, those higher Midas, with Malchus, with the Shechina. Which we call L'shem Yichu Kachabirchu Shchinte, HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the husband, so to speak, and the Shechina Malchus is the wife, and the Torah is also Tiferes. We'll see that. We'll see more about that in a moment. And the Jewish people are the ones who receive the Torah. The Jewish people, Knesset Yisrael, is Malchus. The place, and Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. Eretz Yisrael is Malchus. The place where the husband and wife live together, that's what the Zohar is saying, is Eretz Yisrael. That's the only place. Therefore, Simchas Yishalayim v'gilubba begin the chedvet l'ashtakech el b'zimna di Yisrael kayomi ba'ar kadisha, the taman is chabas itzisab b'vayla. There can only be Simcha, Simchas Yishalayim v'gilubba. Only in Yishalayim can there be true Simcha, v'gilubba, where's the Simcha? Kol ohaveha. So the ahava that is revealed in Yishalayim, in Eretz Yisrael, is between the husband, which is Teferis, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Malchus, which is Knesset Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the Shechina. Uchidenhu, the Zohar continues, Uchidenhu chedvasa dekula. And when the husband and wife are besimcha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina, when Hashem and the Jewish people, when Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaalpeh, the higher that comes from above and the lower that comes from below, when they are together, then it's Chedav Sodakoyla. Then everybody's happy. Everybody's happy. The whole Mishpacha, everybody's happy. Dainu, Chedav Sodakoyla Visata. Because this is a Simcha from above and from below. It's the Simcha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from above, of the Elyonim, of the higher world, of the husband, of the Mid of Teferis, of the higher spheres. And it's a simcha from below, v'shalmata, which is the Shechina, the Jewish people, Torah Shebaal Peh, as we'll see in a moment. Eretz Yisrael. Aval b'zimna di Yisrael lo yishtachu b'Eretz Yisrael b'Ar Kedisha. But b'zman shi Yisrael einam nimtzoyim b'Eretz HaKedisha. When the Jewish people are not in Eretz Yisrael, also leila barnar shlemech day lachzor chedu, as also laodom lesmayach, it's forbidden for a Jew to truly show that he's besimcha, laharis to be truly besimcha, laharis simcha, or even to show that he's completely besimcha. And that's oz yimol ischayk pinu. Not now, but it's not just a matter of when Mashiach comes. In Chutz Laaretz there can't be such a thing of complete simcha, but to show ourselves as being completely simcha, besimcha, dechsiv, because it says in pasuk, simcha es Yerushalayim v'gilu ba. Umafarish, v'gilu ba daika, v'gilu ba daika. In other words, davken Eretz Yisrael can there be simcha? Perush b'zman sheYisrael nimtzoyim ba, when we're there. Kikashi Yisrael Yoshua. Rabbi Daniel explains, Kikashi Yisrael Yoshua admasam. Kama praklitin hayu l'kol echem Yisrael lefne Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'ata nafshenu yevesha ein kol, l'chein ein roi l'smach. Because when we lived, at that time when we lived in Eretz Yisrael, when our nation was in Eretz Yisrael, our people were in Eretz Yisrael, then we had many, many praklitin, many malachim to defend us, but many, we were on many, many praklitin here doesn't just mean malachim, it means we had Nevi'im, and we had the Beis HaMikdash, and we had the Urim V'Tumim, and we had the Sanhedrin, and we had a lot of good stuff. We had many ways of becoming, of doing tshuva. We had many ways of being inspired. We had many ways of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are many things to make the Chas Nakala, the husband and wife, be besimcha, when we were in Eretz Yisrael. But Va'ata Nafsheni Yivesh Ein Kol, but now we're dry, Yivesh Ein Kol. Then the Zohar says, Rabbi Abba, Chom echad bar nosh, tahav echad bebeit chonya debovel. Rabbi Abba saw, Rabbi Abba raw ish echad, shahaya sameach bebeis hasrora shobovel. Rabbi Abba saw that there was a Jew who was bebeis sorora shobovel, building some beis sorora of the Malchus, maybe of the Reish Galusa, somewhere in some chashuva thing there in Bovel. And there was some kind of a banquet, and there was all types of simcha and schaik, whatever. There was some celebration. Botashbei. So Rabbi Abba Boatba, he kicked this person. Boatba could also mean he just yelled at him. But he was hard on him. And Omar, and he said to him, Simchis Yushalayim Ksiv. It says Simchis Yushalayim. Tani bezimna di Yushalayim bechedva, boi banash lemechte. Bizman, what? She Yushalayim besimcha, when we're back in Yushalayim. And Yushalayim is besimcha, oz tzorech adam l'smoyach. Then, tzorech adam l'smoyach. Loi bizman hazeh shona begolos. But not bizman hazeh, not nowadays when we're in golos. No, he saw that that they were getting carried away. He saw that they were getting carried away with celebrating and simcha and so on. And he was upset and he said, Rabbi Abba told him, that's only when we're in Yerushalayim. Simchas Yerushalayim. Rabbi Elazar l'tame. Now this is what Rabbi Elazar is teaching here, that simcha is only, Masha Omash is simcha le'nimtzes, Rak be'eshi yisolim tzoyim be'etz ha'kadosha, b'zehu ha'lech l'tame. So Rabbi Elazar is l'tame. He's consistent with his shita b'chlal, da'amar. Shoma kimasha kosov simchas Yerushalayim, ha'inu d'chsiv, Ivdu as Yudke Vavke, Ivdu as Hashem Besimcha. Vakolachad. Simcha is Yushalayim, and Ivdu as Hashem Besimcha, it's all one thing. Vine Kosov Echad Oime, Ivdu as Hashem, Yudke Vavke Besimcha. One Pasuk says until him, Ivdu as Hashem, Yudke Vavke Besimcha. Vakosov Echad Oime, Ivdu as Hashem Beira. But the Gemara already discusses this, what seems to be a stira. One Pasuk says, that we're supposed to serve God with joy. The other pasuk says we're supposed to serve Him with yira, with fear. V'gila barad, and to rejoice with trembling. Ma ben hai lahai, was ma hefresh ben zelazah. V'loma pam omer lavad has Hashem itach simcha, pam omer lavad has Hashem itach yira. So Belozzi asked this question: why does it say in one pasuk to serve Hashem with joy, and the other pasuk says to serve Hashem with fear? V'amar, and he said, Elakan. The pasuk that says "Ivdos Hashem b'simcha," that's talking about when the Jewish people are in Yerushalayim, when we're in Eretz Yisrael. B'zman sheyisol shaychnim eretz hakadosha. Beis hamikdash kayim. You don't have the rest. The end of just one sentence. Oh, zikra avodi mitoch simcha. When we're in Eretz Yisrael and we have the Beis hamikdash, then our avodi is mitoch simcha. Kan b'zim diyisol shon ba'arachra. But the pasuk that says "Ivdos Hashem b'yira" with fear, that's talking about when we're in Golus, and our entire avoda is based upon yira, fear, as opposed to ahava. That's the Zohar Kodesh. Now, this chibur of isha b'baylo, of itzza b'baylo, this chibur, this connection of the husband and wife, of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Knesset Yisrael. This makes a huge difference in our way of learning Torah. Because the Zohar HaKadosh, we're going to be learning around at least Mitzvah. I mean, if I don't miss so many things in the future, we're going to be learning throughout the year 20-25 differences between what is the matzav in Eretz Yisrael and what's the matzav in Galus, and then to try to identify these differences and how they play out in our understanding of Torah. In Liman HaTorah, by comparing Sugyas and the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. So we just were taught that only in Eretz Yisrael is there a true chibur of the husband and the wife, of Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Shechina, of Lamala and Lamata, of above and below. Now, Rav Kook contended that this is one of the main reasons why learning Torah Bizman HaTchiyah, that we're in now, learning Torah before Mashiach comes, when there's this Hisiris for the Geula, that learning Torah now has to be much more focused on the Yerushalmi than ever before. Because his contention is, and we're going to see this in the Sugyas themselves, that Shleimus of Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebalpeh, remember, the husband, Tiferes, is Torah Shebechsav. That's Shemayim. Torah Shebechsav, that was given from Shemayim. The wife, Malchus, Shechina, is Torah Shebaal Peh. That comes from us, our Torah. The Tachlis is that there should be a Chibur, a healthy marriage, between Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. That there should be a clear Chibur between those two worlds of Torah that descends from above, and the Torah that we learn here in this world. Ideally, that means that even our Torah Shebaal Peh that we're learning is influenced by Hashpah from Shemayim, by that relationship from Shemayim. Whereas Golus is symbolized by a terrible separation, as we say in the Kinas, between the husband and wife, Chifsula Chagur Asak Al Baal Nurah, that the husband's away, he left. That creates a sense of terror that is purely a matter of human creativity, without there being an influence at all of any koach from above, but it being purely a matter of human intellect, which is terrible. That's what Golus is, that we feel separated and alone. The highest Liman HaTorah, and that's why we see that before Mashiach comes, the different Sfarim came out to show the connection between Torah Shasab and Torah Shebaal Peh. For instance, the Malbim. I don't have to explain, if you learn the Malbim, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't learn the Malbim, then I'm not going to start talking about it now, but that's the Malbim. Torah Tmima, Torah Shleima, many, many other Sfarim that I'm not going to start naming, where the way that the Vilna Gaon learned is when he did Shai Mikra HaTargum, he would sit down, he would learn the Pasuk in the Parasha, and on the spot, without any Sfarim in front of him, he would chazar over all the Torah Shebaal Peh on that Pasuk. So it's a matter of knowing exactly where and how there is that connection between above and below, between the husband and the wife, between Tiferes and Malchus. But on a deeper level, that every single Chiddush that one says in Torah Shebaal Peh is somehow influenced by Hashpa that comes from a place that's higher than human intellect. Even though it appears to be a discussion that's taking place in the Beis HaMedrash, nevertheless, there's a Hashpa that's coming from somewhere else. It's not direct Nevuah. It's not necessarily open, clear Ruach HaKadosh. But for example, there's a famous story that I think that probably you know. There's a Maisu that they say from two different tzaddikim, but it's most well known that it happened with the Beis Yosef. With the Beis Yosef, there was a certain piece of the Zohar Kodesh that the Beis Yosef was working very, very, very hard on, this piece of Zohar Kodesh. And it wasn't going. I mean, it would have been fine for us, but it wasn't good for him. So it wasn't going. And you know that the Beis Yosef had a Magid that used to tell him Torah. He had a Malach that told him Torah. We have a whole Sefer Magid Mishar. You can get it in the Sforim still. So he had Torah that he received from above. So he was working so hard and davening, but this Zohar, he couldn't get it. And finally, this Malach told him the Pshat and the Zohar. And he was all excited because this was a conversation, a discussion in the Beis HaMedrash by the Mekubalim for weeks and weeks. What's the Pshat and the Zohar? And they're arguing and trying to figure it out. So finally he got this Galus from Shemayim, and he got this thing from a Malach. So the Beis HaMedrash goes to the Beis HaMedrash, and when he's about to walk in, he's hearing the windows open. It's warm over there, and he's hearing that they're talking over that Pshat that he just heard from the Magid. Now they came to it in their conversation. Oh, this is the Pshat in the Zohar Kodesh. So he didn't say anything. He came in. Oh, very nice. But he had a Chalisa Das. He went back and he said to the Magid, to this Malach, he said, I had this whole, Indian. My friends figured it out without you. It's Rachmanis on me that I needed you to tell me this. So the Malach said to him, the Magid said to him, that's not how it worked. The whole Chavraya was pushing to understand this piece of Torah. And there was a lot of davening and a lot of learning to get to this Torah. And it was decided that you would be the one that would be Zarecha to bring it down from Shemayim. Once it came down from Shemayim, it came down to the Chevra. It came down to the Chevra. It came down to the world. And once this Torah was in the world, so the other Chevraim, you and the Chevraim, already had the ability to get it. You would have also gotten it if you were in the Beis HaMedrash. It came down. Of course, then people start, when you hear a thing like this, you get very scared. But Torah B'Shemayim, and the whole sugi of Torah Shalom Shemayim, which is very overrated. I've said that many times. The need of Torah Shemayim. We're going to go into that a lot more, Mizrach Hashem. There is hashpa. According to the Mekubalim, there is hashpa, a subtle hashpa, when we're zeicher. Again, not the paskin shilas, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his way of weaving himself into our minds and our hearts. For now, we'll leave it at that for now. We'll talk a lot about it. This is by Rav Kook, was a very beginning. By all the Mekubalim. I mean, they have to answer was the some way that the Ravid speaks and the other Tzaddikim even Rishonim, where they talk about Ruach HaKodesh Hafiyah B'Beis HaMadrashim. What the Ravid said, when he would argue with the Rambam, he said, the way that I know this is because I had Ruach HaKodesh that came. I mean, we have to understand a little bit more the Inyan of Torah Lo B'Shamayim. I think maybe Shul's night I'll talk a little bit more about that, the Inyan of Kabbalah and Halach, how that works, because there's a lot of confusion. V'chol Zayis, there's a chibur when things are going well between the husband and wife, there's a connection between Shamayim and Aretz, then it rains at the right time. Shemayim is with Aretz, it's a good shidduch, everything's a good zivug, and the Jewish, like in the time of Shlomo Melech, and we had a good life, and there was a king, and we had a Sanhedrin, and there were Nevi'im, and things go well, because we just learned that when the husband and wife are together, everything's good, everybody's happy. When mommy and daddy are getting along with each other, everybody's okay. So that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Shechina. That's Torah Shebach Tzav and Torah Shebaal Peh. So this chibur between heaven and earth, is vital for Limud HaTorah. Because learning Torah is not studying science, it's not studying agriculture, it's not studying math. You're learning Torah Hashem. And Torah Hashem we have to ask from His mouth. We have to ask for His from His mouth into our ears, into our hearts. It's not studying another subject. It's not just a matter of thinking it through. It's Torah. And we have to bring it down that it should be from Taras Hashem, should become Ubisaroso, Yegem Valayla. Saras Hashem Chevzo. When a person wants very, very badly Taras Hashem, he could be Zaycha, like the Beis Yosef brought it down. Ubisaroso, Yegem Yom Valayla. Then it becomes your Torah, like Chazal say. First is Taras Hashem. And if you're Zaycha, you're able to bring it down and it becomes Taraso, becomes your Torah. So Rav Kook wrote about this in many places, but how as we get closer to Mashiach, we see the light of the Yerushalmi shining stronger and stronger, as we learned earlier. And this brings about a much deeper connection between Torah Shebichtav and Torah Shebaal Peh, to see when we're learning Torah Shebaal Peh, to see the connection to the Torah Shebaal Peh, where does this come from in Torah Shebichtav? Not just Pilpulim and Torah Shebaal Peh, but to understand Minahanimili, where is this from? How does this connect to Torah Hashem? How does the Torah Shebaal Peh connect to Torah Shebichtav? What's the relationship? What's the connection between the two? How do we understand this connection between Shemayim and Aretz? So what we're going to see is that when you look at a number of sugyas in the Yerushalmi and you compare them to the Bavli, it becomes very, very apparent that in the world, and we'll learn an example to begin with from Shemoneh Esrei, from the Yerushalmi's take on the 18 or 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, as opposed to the Bavli's understanding. So we'll see in Tanis and brachas and Megillah, we'll have to make a comparison between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. But this is what Rav Kook has explained. Look at the next piece came out clearer on the page. Eres HaTorah, Perek Aleph, Seif Gimel. Yenikas Torah Shebaal Peh. Yenika is like a baby getting milk, right? So the Yenika of Torah Shebaal Peh. Where did Jews get Torah Shebaal Peh from? Now, if you ask that in school, the answer would most likely be, and I would say it better be, that we get Torah Shebaal Peh from the Chacham. Meaning from very, very smart Jews. That's where Torah Shebaal Peh comes from. But some years after the kids finish yeshiva and they get to be older like us and somebody shows them the Aras HaTorah, then they're going to read the following sentence. Yinikas Torah Shebaal Peh hi begnizu min hashamayim u begilui min haaretz. Meaning that we are nursed, we drink, we're able to have Torah Shebaal Peh here in this world because it comes bignizu min hashamayim. What does that mean? It comes in a hidden way, like I was saying, in a very sublime, hidden and mysterious way. He bignizu min hashamayim u begilu min haaretz. The Begilui, it's coming from the Chachamim, like the kids were taught, like we were all taught. Begilui, it's Abaye and Rava. It's Rabbi Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Avad Yosef. Begilui, that's where it's coming from. Rav Kook says, he's speaking not for himself, he's speaking for all the Mekubalim, all the Chachmei HaPnimiyos, that Begilui, it's coming from the Chachamim, but Begnizu, it's Mene Shemayim. Begnizu, in a hidden way. There's Hashpa from Shemayim. Utsvicha Eretz Yisrael Yos Benuya, Mechol Yisrael Yoshim Alam, Sudorim Mechol Sidrayim. But in order for this Zivig to work, of the hidden and the revealed, of there being a connection between Eretz and Shemayim, in order to be fully functioning, the Jewish people have to be Tzvich Eretz Yisrael Yos Benuya, Eretz Yisrael has to be built up, settled and built up. But Kol Yisrael Yoishim Aleo, and the Jewish people, the entire Jewish people, not just a couple of Chevra, but the entire Jewish people, I mean, there might be two or three that is lagging behind to take some stuff, but he means the Rav Binyan of Am Yisrael. B'chol Yisrael, Yoishim Aleo, Misudarim B'chol Sidrayim. Misudarim B'chol Sidrayim. With everything beseder. What does it mean, Misudarim B'chol Sidrayim? Mikdash, there's a base of Mikdash. Malchus, we have a king. Kohuna, we have a Kohen Gadol, Kahanim, Unavua, Shoiftim, V'Shoitrim, B'chol Tachsiseim. The whole program is Misuda. All 613 mitzvahs. And all the institutions of Eretz Yisrael. Malchus, Kahuna, Nevuah, Hashiv, Shavtenik, Rishon, V'chul, V'chul. All of what Eretz Yisrael has in it is Mesudar. Oz then, Chayihi Torah Shebaal Peh, B'chol Ziv Tif'arta. Only then can Torah Shebaal Peh be alive, with all of its radiant splendor and beauty. In other words, then the wife, the wife who was lonely and crying and broken during Golus, she comes to life. She comes to life in her home because her husband's returned. Right? B'chol ziv tifarta. And he means tifaris, the meaning of tifaris, b'chol ziv tifarta. B'chol ziv tifarta, parachas, blossoms, umayla, nitsa, umischaberis, latarish, b'chsav. Blossoms, nitsa means the come out from the tree, the flowers, umischaberis, and she becomes attached in a very clear way, latarish, b'chsav, b'chol shir kaimasa, to the written Torah, b'chol shir kaimasa, in all of its strength. Then the wife is there to receive the husband. And Teresh B'chsav and Teresh B'alpeh join together, the husband and the wife. That can only be in the house, which is Eretz Yisrael. And when the house is Misudar, when the house is properly furnished and set up, then the husband and wife are able to be together. And then Teresh B'alpeh shines with all of her splendor and glory, because then the wife is informed and elevated and inspired by the presence of her husband. That means now Torah Shebaal Peh is energized and revitalized by a deep and obvious connection with Torah Shebichsav, with Nevuah, Torah Shebichsav means Nevuah, with the Koyach of Nevuah, with Hashem's mouth being opened and giving us Torah. Begolus nifredu hata'aymim. While we were in Galus, the twins became separated. Because in Shir Hashirim, we're called Hashem's twin, right? Doesn't mean like brother and sister, it means husband and wife. But Galus nifredu hata'aymim. In Galus, the twins became separated. Meaning Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh became separated. Hardly anybody learns Tanakh anymore, Bechlal. Who learns Tanakh? Right? So it's the whole joke about this. It's a sad joke that how do you know this pasuk from here? It's a beferish gemara in Yevamos, right? Or it's a beferish pasuk in Yevamos. But to learn Tanakh, this all is very much part of the Tchiyah, and therefore Davka, those Jews among our brothers and sisters who are most deeply connected to settling the land and building the land, that Chevronet, so the Misnachlim, they are the ones who are most deeply connected to revitalizing the study of Tanakh, of learning Tanakh. The Misnachlim are the ones who are most involved in strengthening the study of Tanakh. And everybody else is coming along, but there's no question that the first ones who became re-enamored with learning Navi and learning Bechlal, learning Tanakh, learning at Bi'iyun. My father said that in Hungary, if you were caught with a Navi, they threw you out of yeshiva. They already considered you to be a maskil. His friend was caught reading outside the building or somewhere. He had a candle or something, and he was learning Navi, and he got up. There was a Rebbe that was passing by. He got over the head, a smack over the head, and he doesn't want to. I don't want to see you with that again. And he was learning, like, say, like Melachim Aleph or something. That if we would catch our kids doing that, we'd go, oh, we'd be so happy. My father said that he was one of the richest families in town, so he stayed in Cheder. But he got a whack over the head for learning Navi. My father said that he was always curious, what is it? What's in these? What's in them? Like, that's why they would try to read it in the dark, you know? So already you were a suspect of being a maskilish person. Like, what are you learning? The next thing is you're going to start to read, you know, Dostoevsky in Yiddish or something. Like, what's the matter with you? What are you reading Navi for? What's the matter with Gemara? Why are you learning Navi? So Bechlal, the whole Indian of learning Navi. And there were tzaddikim that fought against that, the Malbim and the Ksav Kabbal and other tzaddikim, that they fought very strong to try to revive the learning of Tanakh. They saw it as something which is an Indian of getting Mashiach closer, bringing Mashiach closer. And that's why. That brings the husband back into the house. So those Jews that are crazy to build up the house, they're much more involved in Tanakh. They have in Gush Etzion, they have every year a whole couple of days, maybe a week, not a week, like 3-4 days, they have 3-4 days where they have all different shiurim, hundreds of shiurim on Tanakh, on learning Navi, not just Navi, Navi Miksuv, that they learn Tanakh. Strong, not just for girls. That for everybody, not everybody, to learn Tanakh. And Rav Kook is saying that umechaberes l'torah shebichsav because you come also begolus nifudu atayimim. This, what happened during Golos? The twins or the husband and wife were separated. The torah shebichsav and torah shebichsav became separated. Nisalsa torah shebichsav l'mroy mekadsha. Torah shebichsav went up to heaven. It went back to heaven. Like Moshe Rabbeinu brought it down. It went back up. Nisalsa l'marim. So maybe the tzaddikim, you know, the tzaddikim knew, you know, like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was a big bucky, and he loved Tanakh. He was a huge bucky in Tanakh. And there were other tzaddikim but mostly for the regular, it went up to Shemayim, went back to Shemayim. No, when did you say psukim? When you were davening, you said psukim. So the psukim from davening we know, right? But if it's a pasuk in Chavakuk, or if it's a pasuk in Hosea, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. Unless you happen to learn that Medrash, that Gemara, but it's not straight in Navi, we don't know it. So it became things that we daven, not that we learn. The Yarda Tershval Peba Oimek Tachtis, and at the same time, in the absence of her husband or the disappearance of her husband, so to speak, Tershval Peh descended into a low place, which he's talking about all kinds of hair splitting pilpulim that are not nogei la halacha, not nogei here or there. To make all kinds of, you know, elephants going through needles. What happened? What the Maral was screaming about in the Shlah, what the Grove was crying about. What kind of Torah is this? How are you learning Torah? What is this? You know, making all kinds of binyanim that have no bearing upon the truth of the Pshat and the Gemara and the Sugya, far, far things. Which even though there's an Indian to do that, the Klipas and whatever, it's Masakin and Mevar, it's not like it was, they were tzaddikim that did that stuff. But it's not the Tachlis. And Rav Kook also was very outspoken against a way of learning that was not the Libud Hilchos, that was not clear, and that wasn't to the Inyan, that wasn't on the Blat. He was very, very much against all kinds of convoluted lamdas. He was against it. And he says, but Oymek Tachtis, therefore the Torah Shebaal Peh descended into Oymek Tachtis. It went far away from the Pshat. Pshat, beginning in Tanakh, Torah Shebaal Peh started to get far away. It was like dislodged from Tanakh, And it started to go into places of all kinds of human games, all kinds of pilpulim, all kinds of pilpulim. So Teresh Valpeh went down, by Mektachtis. When Mikol Makom, he Mekabelis Yenika Chashoyis Meor Teresh Bechsav, Mesviach HaOver. Still, Rav Kook said, Teresh Valpeh, even during the long years of Golos, it received some sort of a Yenika, something it got. It did. Because of Hashem's kindness, even in Golos, there was like a drip, you know, like, God forbid, a person's in a hospital, it was like a drip. So it was some kind of a drip that we got from Shemayim. Even in Golos, so the Chacham, the Tzaddikim, were able to hop on to that, and there was something. But it's really, he says, Misviach Avar. It was like the Svich, like from the plants, not the plant itself, but the little things like the twigs, whatever, that from the past, of what once was, like a leftover of what once was. Hamaspik lahamida b'chai mitzumtzom. There was enough that during Golos, we would be able to be sustained by Teresh Valpeh in a state of life that was like learning about them on Erev Shabbos from Rav Kook, Chai Mitzumtzamim, sort of a limited way of life in Golos, not a complete life with Nevuah and Kahuna and so on, much more limited. Vihi Yeredes V'Nofelis B'Chol Yom V'Yom, and Teresh Valpeh is falling and falling every day. Ad Asher Yafuach Hayom V'Or Chaim Yavo Mi'Oitzer Gulos Lamatul. Gula, until the light of redemption will ultimately come. Yisrael Yasachal, and the Jewish people will become strengthened, and Yinota al Arzo, and will become planted once again in our land. It depends on our return to Eretz Yisrael. Yisharsei b'chol hadar sadarv, and will be glorified, and will prosper, and grow in all the beauty of the star of our starim. Our starim means Beis Hamikdash and Kuna and so on. Oz tochel teresh v'apeh. Then the Teresh Valpeh will begin to blossom together with a Samach David Meherit Tzmiach. Together with that Samach, with that Smicha of Mashiach, will be the Smicha of Teresh Valpeh, because then the husband is there, and when the husband and wife are together, they have children, and there's more and more and more and more and deeper thoughts and so on that come, and deeper way of learning. Tala Maila Maila. And the light of Teresh Bechsav will shine her rays with a new light on the flower of Teresh Valpeh. Chadosh l'abekarim, new every morning. V'hadoidim yisachtu b'nevei apir yoinam. And the beloved, the doidim yisachtu, the beloved will unite. The beloved will unite v'doidim yisachtu b'nevei apriyonim in their palace v'or nishmas kel chai ha'ilomim, and the or nishmas kel chai ha'ilomim hamezgala b'tchias Yisrael b'rum karno, the light of the life of all worlds that's revealed with the revival of the Jewish people and their glory and pride yo'ir b'or shivas yomim shel or acham v'or alavana gam yachad. And then the light of the sun and the light of the moon will shine once again together. So that's especially strong word. It's Nibiru, it's a leap year. So the leap year there's a realignment of the lunar and the solar calendar. Of course, the sun means Teresh Bechsav. That's the sun. And Teresh Valpeh that receives the light, the moon that receives the light of the sun is Teresh Valpeh. Right? So the sun is Teresh Bechsav. It's a symbol of Teresh Bechsav. That powerful, unchanging light from above. And Teresh Valpeh is the moon, the Levana that receives from the light of the sun and then reflects that light and shines light, but it doesn't have its own light as long as we're in Golos because of the curse that happened with the moon. But when Mashiach will come, V'haya Or HaLevana Ka'or HaChama Ka'or Shivas Yimei B'Reishis, then the light of Teresh Valpeh, which is the wife, which is the Kala, which is the Jewish people, will be equal once again as it was Shnei Baris HaGadol at the beginning of creation when the two were the same size, will be like the Teresh Bechsav, will be like the sun. The moon and the sun will be once again the same. The light of the sun and the light of the moon. Yo'ir bo'or shiva se'yom shal or ha'cham v'or elavon gam yachad v'hoya oirem yosher choyder u'moyshech mizel lezu. And the light will be straight and will penetrate and go from one to the other. Husband and wife, sun and the moon. As equals. And then the earth will respond, meaning then once there's this union between this yichud between shemayim and aretz, between the sun and the moon, then the earth will bring forth, Eretz Yisrael will bring forth all of her beauty and all of her fruit. Everything will come back to life. Everything will be revived. And the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be shining brightly like it was at the time of creation, of the 7 days of creation. On the day that Hashem will bandage the wound, the breakage of his people. Now, the shever, something means broken. And when, like, you have a broken bone, chavash means to bandage, to put a cast at the bandage. The shever, he's talking about, but he's saying the shever, what's the shever? It's the break between Shemayim and Aretz. It's the break between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh. That separation between the husband and wife is called a shever. It's called a shever. Shever. That separation. Mashu nishbar. Broken. And the pasuk says, "B'yom chavash Hashem es shever amo." When the tzibrochenkeit of the Jewish people will be fixed. The tzibrochenkeit is that our husband disappeared. That's the tzibrochenkeit. Then when Hashem will heal that, B'yom chavash Hashem es shever amoi, u'mochatz, and he'll cure, makosai yirpe. And the maka, the wound, will finally be healed. So what we're going to learn in Yitzhak Hashem, I guess we'll start a little bit now, but what Rav Kook is explaining here is that this chibur of Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, which is the same thing as Kudshei Brich Hu and the Shechina, that this chibur must be more bolate, more obvious, if we look at the sugyas in the Yerushalmi, because the Yerushalmi is from that place of Simchus Yerushalayim VeGiluba, where the husband and wife are together, even in Galus, Sof Kol Sof, it's Eretz Yisrael. So it must be that there's going to be something about the Yerushalmi, or the way that the Yerushalmi learns Torah Shebichsav, that's different from the way that the Bavli learns. That's what we're looking for. To try to see this chibur in the same sugyas between Shemayim and Aretz, Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebal Peh, the husband and wife, when we're learning the Bavli and Yerushalmi. The Bavli represents a holy but dysfunctional situation where the husband and wife are apart. Now, there's that drip, so there are, you know, phone calls and telegrams and text messages and so on. It's not the same, right? There's some stuff. There's some messages, but it's not the same. Eretz Yisrael, even before Mashiach comes, Eretz Yisrael is stronger. There's a stronger connection, and the Yerushalmi comes from that world, and is more influenced, therefore, by Nevuah, by Ruach HaKodesh, by a light that is beyond this world, and that's going to have to affect the way that the Yerushalmi learned Torah, understood Torah. And that also has to affect what's happening now as we get closer to Mashiach, with this tchia that Rav Kook always spoke about, this revival of Yiddishkeit, of Jews returning to Eretz Yisrael, that with the return of Jews to Eretz Yisrael, we have to look closely at Torah and to see how is the Torah, our way of learning Torah, is affected, how is it affected by the husband and wife being together back again, even before Mashiach. That will be the ultimate. Mashiach comes, but even before. Because Rav Kook says the ultimate is when everything is mesudar. It's not yet mesudar, but already it's the beginning. Like we're learning in the Chalban, it's the beginning. It's something that's very strong is happening. The husband is already on his way, and the wife is already in a different place, mimela, and that has to affect the way that we learn now before Mashiach comes. And Rav Kook said that the telltale sign that this is happening is that we see, and we'll see more and more, a resurgence in the longing to understand Yerushalmi and to learn Torah Yerushalayim, Torah Eretz Yisrael. How that comes out in the sugyas, we'll begin next week with the first sugya, Be'ez Hashem. Let's see if we have it. Yeah. Hold on to the page, okay, Troy. If you want, I'll hold them.
Probably a good idea. I have more anyway.